So, did you have a Barbie doll when you were a youngster? Or maybe you still have one or two in storage ready for the next generation to enjoy. Lynn Clark had one doll. It wasn't a Barbie. It disappeared just before Christmas to be returned under the Christmas tree with a new outfit. Lynn now has 400 Barbies and runs the River Dolls of Goolwa in South Australia. The Barbies are just part of her collection of 3,000 dolls. But today marks the launch of the Barbie doll at the American Toy Fair in New York in 1959. Lynn, welcome to Evenings.
Thank you, Mel. Yes.
And Lynn, it really doesn't sound like you had too many Christmas surprises, I have to say.
I think you can still be surprised at Christmas when you're a youngster.
And see, even it's the same doll, but just another fabulous outfit. So, Lynn, Barbies, they're not just about play, obviously, and I don't know whether they ever really were. Why is it that people collect them?
Well, I think that they appeal to people for various reasons. I particularly am interested in that because I'm interested in fashion history. So that's sort of an area where we can sort of see a doll reflecting what's happening in our own fashion culture.
And so has Barbie led any sort of fashion eras or trends over the years?
I'm not sure that she's actually led any, but she's certainly reflected what's been going on sort of in the adult world, so to speak. And so she's almost like an historical document that records what is happening in the fashion world.
So was it your lack of dolls early on in life that sort of spurred you to sort of not overcompensate but start collecting Barbies? How did you get into it?
Well, it started very innocently, actually. We were living in Melbourne at the time, and my husband and I went to Ballarat to an auction to buy a chair, but this doll kept waving its hand at me, saying, "Take me home." And so I actually took her home, and she was only a reproduction porcelain doll, but she was one that was dressed beautifully in a blue gown, and I just fell in love with her, and bit by bit, I sort of added to a collection of picking up waifs at auctions and trash and treasure markets and things like that. But I certainly enjoyed the research of, well, who made the doll? How should it be dressed? Where can I get the right material to make an outfit for it? And that's what sort of started a collection that began filling up our house in Melbourne. And when the opportunity came for us to move to Goolwa in South Australia, I knew I had to change my job from being a university administrator to doing something else because there weren't too many unis down in Goolwa. And someone suggested putting my dolls on display. So then we became a lot more serious about collecting and sort of getting dolls ready to put on display in a museum. But in the meantime, I had started to... I discovered the Barbie dolls actually through my daughters. I thought Barbie was just something you brought your kids to play with. I didn't sort of give it much sort of credibility in the sort of the doll collecting world initially. But being introduced to it through the Australian Barbie Club, my first reaction was adult people talking about Barbie. It's a bit strange. But when I had a chance to meet them, and they were a wonderful group of people, and I learned so much. And from that, of course, I realised that she was the ultimate sort of fashion icon.
It's 16 past eight. You're with Evenings on ABC Radio Hobart and ABC Northern Tasmania with Mel Bush. And my guest is Lynn Clark, owner and manager of River Dolls Goolwa and collector as well of Barbies. And you're talking about the fashion, Lynn, and that's what drew you to Barbie as well, was that wonderful gown in the first instance. Have there been well-known designers that have worked with the Mattel company who produces Barbie to you know, ensure that she's on point when it comes to fashion?
Yes, certainly. The main one that sort of perhaps really sort of got the leading designers on board was Bob Mackie. And Bob was then putting out one Barbie each year. And these were absolutely stunning dolls that any collector would love to have in their collection. And with the success of the Bob Mackies, and they actually designed a special face, a special head for the Bob Mackie dolls, the other designer starts to line up, and the list was for like Versace, Byron Lars, Vera Wang, Oscar de la Renta, Donna Karan, Christian Dior, Givenchy, Giorgio Armani, Yves Saint Laurent. So the list goes on. But they had contributed to the wardrobe of this very lucky doll called Barbie.
And do you have any favourites in terms of those fashions that Barbie wore? We were talking actually about it in the office today, and as a matter of fact, I think Georgie, one of our wonderful producers, said that she had the Baywatch Barbie. That was very important, the Baywatch Barbie. And actually, one of our texters, John, has sent through a text saying with a photograph of a Barbie, actually of a Barbie. At a Barbie. Do you have a favourite yourself in terms of those fashions?
Oh, it's very hard, like sort of having to choose between children in some respects. but certainly the ones that are sort of limited edition ones, that a lot more sort of thought has gone into it. And Mattel over the years have actually sort of changed their production, because they originally thought that they were producing a toy for children to play with. But then it dawned on them after quite a few years that, in fact, adults were lining up to buy them. And so they decided that they would have what they call the pink box Barbies, which are the ones basically designed for the children, and then the collector Barbies. And that's an area that perhaps saved Mattel, because they went through in about the 70s a quite difficult period. Then the making of these special dolls and getting people like these leading designers involved helped rejuvenate the Barbie story. And they're just recently, in 2016, really took a giant leap forward, I would suggest, for introducing what they call the Fashionistas. And these now are Barbie, because Barbie's figure stayed the same. And of course, the poor girl's always had people complaining about her figure being so unrealistic. And they've actually now brought out ones with completely different body shapes and body types, different skin tones, eye colours, hairstyles. It was a very risky thing for them to do, but it paid off. And these have now brought more life back into the Mattel story, because there's no other toy, I don't think, that has got a 62-year history.
I had no idea that there were Barbies that were being made for little girls to play with, or little boys to play with, or whomever it may be. And then there was another collector edition altogether. That's startling to me. I didn't realise. So, Lynn, what kind of Barbies are collectors looking for these days? Are there some that are more coveted than others? There must be.
Well, a lot of it depends on how many are made, and that sort of the moment they sort of limit numbers, then everyone wants to line up and buy them. In fact, Mattel is possibly, if anyone's sort of studying marketing, they'd be an excellent company to concentrate on, because there was a series they brought out called the Silkstone Barbies. And these are ones that when you looked at them, you thought they were porcelain. They were really a very high-quality vinyl that was being used. And they dressed the Barbie in lingerie. And they brought out number one, number two, number three, number four, and all the sales have been good. Number five was a black Barbie, so that sort of, you know, was very good. Then they noticed that when number six was coming out, the advance sales were not particularly promising. And then all of a sudden, it even appeared on newses, and we heard it here in Australia. My goodness, they're actually dressing a Barbie in a lingerie. Would you buy that sort of doll for your little girl? How terrible. So the mums of middle America got all upset and saying, oh, this is really dreadful. So Mattel sort of says, oh, we don't want to upset everybody. We'll take it off them. We won't sell them. Then all of a sudden people are knocking on the door. I wanted one of those. And guess what? They sold all of the number six Barbie, Silkstone Barbies, and it's now gone on from then and been a very successful sort of process. But it was only in creating a need that sort of got people lining up to sort of say, I think I want one of those for my collection.
Sort of a need and a niche. It's 22 past 8 here on Evenings on ABC Local Radio across Tasmania with Mel Bush. My guest is Lynn Clark, who's the owner and manager of River Dolls of Goolwa in South Australia. And Barbie, celebrating 63 years, today marked the launch of the Barbie doll at the American Toy Fair in New York in 1959.